Going into a sex shop can be overwhelming. You can spend hours browsing the shelves only to come home and realize you still forgot a necessary ingredient for your romantic night. Like a Kitten will ship you a gift box with all your erotic essentials, from vibrators and massage oils to robes and handcuffs. It's your one-stop shop for a perfect evening. This month, they're helping you choose your own adventure with their BYOB box, aka Build Your Own Box. You get to choose one item out of each of their six categories: toys, beauty products, lubes and cleansers, games, sexy accessories, and lingerie. What's amazing is that the box only costs $69, and some of the vibrators alone retail for more than $69. So the entire box of six gifts is a steal. Right now, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com and enter the code ERROTIC at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com and use code ERROTIC to get 20% off these incredible boxes. The link is in this episode's description.
The day was truly lovely for a long stroll down the park. The sun shone brightly. The temperature was so warm. Abby actually considered taking a swim at the lake, and love seemed to be in the air. Everyone she ran into seemed to be out on a date, and it made Abby smile, but no couple caught her attention, like that gorgeous young woman and her handsome beau, having a picnic down by the lake. No one else was around, so they could enjoy a bit of privacy. They didn't notice she was around, and something about these lovers kept her hooked. She knew she should keep walking, just leave them alone. But as the woman leaned closer to her boyfriend and he fed her a ripe, bright red strawberry, Abby wondered if it was truly so bad to just stay there a few more minutes. The woman bit into the juicy fruit, humming happily as she munched on it, cleaning a drop off the corner of her full lips. She was blonde and stunning, with long, flowing hair cascading down her back. She wore a pretty pink dress that wrapped sensually around her petite body. Her boyfriend was taller, muscular, and dashingly handsome, with short black hair and eyes as blue as the cloudless sky above them. They chatted happily among themselves, though Abby couldn't grasp everything they were saying, not from this distance. She could, however, see him brush his fingertips over the woman's arms, using his free hand to grab yet another strawberry and place them by her full lips. When she was about to bite into it, he playfully pulled it away, making the gorgeous blonde giggle sweetly. She tried again to give it a bite, yet once more he slid it from her reach, and when she slid even closer, he captured her lips with his own. Abby was surprised by how sensual, how hungry the kiss they shared was. It was clear this was a blossoming, young love, and all emotions were still right at the surface. Even brushing their hands against one another was enough to make them gasp with desire. Their tongues danced together so sensually, like they were dancing a dangerous tango. While sitting on their picnic blanket, he began rolling his hands up and down her back, and she arched it so prettily. It was clear she was moaning by the way she opened her mouth, and he began kissing a slow, tantalizing path down her neck, and the fact that she couldn't properly hear her was driving Abby crazy. So, she dared step even closer, hiding behind a tree, finally being able to listen to every pant, every gasp, as he rolled her dress's straps off her shoulders, biting her pale skin so hotly. "I want to go cool down in the lake, gorgeous," he whispered against her skin, probably tickling her, as the beautiful blonde both moaned and giggled, biting her lower lip with clear desire on her gorgeous features. "I didn't bring a bikini," she purred, and he slid away just a few inches, just enough to stare into her eyes. "Who cares?" he grunted sensually, and the look in his blue eyes made it all too clear exactly what he meant by cooling down. "Help me to get out of this dress, then," she replied, arching her brows and giving him the smothering smile that could melt any red-blooded man in an instant. And help her he did, sliding her dress off her petite, sexy body. He smirked as he noticed she wasn't wearing a bra, her round, firm breasts fully exposed as the flimsy dress slipped onto the floor. Her nipples were pink and erect, yet another sign that she was aroused, aching for his touch. He helped her up onto her feet, and all that remained on her sexy body was a pair of red silk panties that made him pause and grunt with arousal. She brushed her fingers over the hem of his t-shirt and pulled it up, revealing his muscular chest, caressing his chest with the tip of her fingertips. Soon, his pants joined the rest of their clothes on the floor, and his erection became all the more noticeable, covered only by a thin layer of black fabric. "You don't need this anymore," she whispered, licking her lips as she removed his underwear tantalizingly, slowly, until his manhood sprang to life. She stepped even closer to him, and, oh, how his cock brushed against her smooth, pale thigh, making her gasp with desire. "And you need your panties?" he asked before he once again captured her full red lips with his own, passionately making love with the lithe young woman pinned against his muscular chest. As she broke off the kiss, the young blonde girl intertwined her fingers with his own and tugged at them, running toward the lake as he followed behind. Her firm, gorgeous tits bounced with each new step, and Abby was absolutely mesmerized as she followed the sexy couple stealthily. She watched as the woman removed her panties just before jumping into the noticeably warm, pleasantly clear lake, and the man soon joined behind. Abby could see every inch of their figures rubbing against one another, her tits pressed over his chest, her nipples scraping his skin, his erection caressing her milky thighs. She caressed him enticingly, her fingers rolling up and down his muscular body, enjoying the six-pack he had clearly worked so hard to obtain. His strong hands didn't just rest on her hips, but he stroked her skin with a perfect mix of blind desire and tenderness, leaving a trail of red behind that lasted only an instant before vanishing. Her pale, smooth skin was so lovely flushed, her breasts heaving up and down with arousal. He rushed his fingers over her hips, her flat stomach, rolling them across her perfect, delicate curves. She moaned so enticingly, and he was beckoned to her like a sailor to a siren song. The water was so wonderfully clear that Abby could easily see what was going on underneath. He reached that sweet spot between her firm, smooth thighs, and oh, how his fingertips caressed her clit, pinching it softly and taking a moment to see his lover react. The blonde woman moaned so eagerly, and this prompted him to keep going, keep teasing her, giving that little button a pinch. They continued to caress one another, their hands exploring every crook, every cranny, so clearly excited, aroused, hungry for more. They swam like they were dancing together, his hands squeezing her full breasts, her fingertips barely brushing over the length of his erection, making it throb so achingly. It was then that they rushed back on dry land, holding hands, drunk with arousal and desire. Abby felt flushed, intoxicated by the sight of their bodies, falling together onto the picnic blanket, rolling over and over as the blonde woman giggled and the handsome, muscular man grunted with desire. She hid behind the tree closest to where they laid together, pursing her lips to keep herself from panting with arousal, lest they hear her. This was a wonderfully beautiful and intimate moment that she had stumbled into by dumb luck, and yet she couldn't walk away, not even as the man climbed on top of his young lover and rubbed himself against her soaked folds. Their bodies, still soaked from the brief swim, glistened gorgeously under the sun's warm embrace. He began rocking his body over her own, and oh, how wonderfully they moved in tandem. Every thrust, every caress, helped yet another moan to emanate from her full lips. She arched her back, pressing her breasts against his muscular chest, wrapping her long legs around his hips. She pulled her hips up every time he thrust down into her welcoming embrace, and they made love right there on their picnic blanket, surrounded by fresh fruits and glasses of wine, forgetting all about the world that surrounded them for one blissful, perfect moment. Abby watched as they exploded in each other's arms, melting together in an orgasm that seemed to send shockwaves onto every corner of their bodies. They panted in unison, moaning and grunting, before rolling into a loving cuddle, lazily caressing each other as they basked in the aftermath of their lovely afternoon delight.